Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Small property for sale. On this day, June 10th in the year 1817, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgeton Gazette carried a notice on the proposed sale of a piece of land in St. George. The property was described in the following terms, and I quote, 11 acres and a quarter of excellent cane land with a dwelling house situate in the parish of St. George and adjoining the estates called Fisher Pond and Groves. The situation is remarkably healthy and seasonable and eligible for any public business, particularly the retailing of goods, end quote. Prospective buyers were asked to contact the present tenant or the proprietor, Mr. Samuel Gollop. Though little is said about Mr. Samuel Gollop, records suggest that Mr. Gollop was a small landowner and that the Gollop family name had significant familial connections to the central and eastern parts of the island. The historical record reveals that with the genesis of sugarcane production in the mid-17th century, many small holdings were absorbed into the creation of large estates to facilitate large-scale production. Additionally, some small landowners were also a remnant of the white indentured servants who were gifted small acreages when their indentureships ended. Samuel Gollop clearly was in possession of a prime piece of property located in an elevated part of the island, which was a very fertile and well-watered area. As described in the notice, the property was located on the borders of the Fisher Pond and Groves plantations, both of which date back to the 17th century. Today, the area of Fisher Pond and Groves continues to be engaged in significant agricultural activity, particularly sugarcane. In fact, the Groves Plantation is the location of the West Indies Central Sugarcane Breeding Station, which was established in 1888 and is one of the two oldest sugarcane breeding facilities in the world. The cane breeding facility was first located at Dodd's Plantation in St. Philip under the management of Barbadian scientist and agronomist John Redmond Bovell. The other cane breeding station is located in Java, Indonesia. Another important facility located at Groves is the ginnery operations of the exclusive cottons of Barbados. Cotton was one of the first crops grown in the colonial Barbados, and Sea Island cotton is one of the better quality strains of cotton in the world, the finished product of which is considered a quote-unquote luxurious textile. Another important point made in the notice of sale was that the portion of land is, quote, remarkably healthy and seasonable, end quote, a description that is agreeable to the situation today. This geographical region of Barbados sits on a high plateau above the St. George Valley and the hills of the East Coast. The cooling breezes flowing off the Atlantic Ocean and the panoramic views around the island have made this area a favorite location for residential development in modern times. The 10 and a quarter acres of land advertised for sale was therefore perfectly described by Samuel Gollop, and he was clearly visionary in advising the potential buyer of the possibilities and potential that the property afforded.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.